patent issues being worked out, ITV Mobile for European customers, biking directions by Google, and the first app.net client is out for the iPhone. It's Tuesday, September 4th, 2012, and this is iWeek. I'm Tim Chatton, and this is what's going on in the Apple world today. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of iWeek. First up in today's show is the news that Tim Cook and Larry Page are working to address the patent issues between the two companies, Apple and Google. According to Reuters, Google Incorporated CEO Larry Page and Apple CEO Tim Cook have been conducting behind-the-scenes conversations about a range of intellectual property matters, including the ongoing mobile patent disputes between the companies. The two CEOs had a phone conversation just last week, or the week before, as I'm reading this one here. Discussions involving lower-level officials of the two companies are also ongoing. So that's that, and this is somewhat surprising news to me, but good news. I'm hopeful the companies can figure something out and move forward. Hopefully they can do so in a way that makes Android less copycat-like than it currently is, as I think there is some patent issues there, and that perhaps Google really does need to figure that out. Now, let's move on to some accessory news. First up is another place that you can pick up a Square reader. According to The Verge, as part of the new Square's deal here, you'll be able to pick up a reader at one of the over 1,000 AT&T retail stores throughout the United States, which according to Square means that the readers are now sold at more than 20,000 stores across the country, including recent partners Walgreens, Staples, and FedEx. The card readers will cost you $10, but you get a $10 rebate once you sign up for Square service. And Square believes that its latest partnership will help it better reach small business owners. So there you go, another place to get a Square reader. Next up is a rather cool product for those that live in Europe. Elgato, the maker of my beloved Elgato 264 HD video encoder, has released a new product called iTV Mobile, or at least announced it. According to the TUAW, this dongle connects to the dock connector and lets you receive DVB-T broadcasts on your iOS device. iTV Mobile will go on sale in September for £90 through Elgato's online storefront and other resellers. It's compatible with the new iPad, the iPad 2, and the iPhone 4S. The companion iTV Mobile app is available for free on the iOS App Store. This is rather cool news. I really wish we had something like this in America. The ability to receive over-the-air broadcasts on an iOS device, that sounds like a dream come true and something I would personally love to have. Last up in accessory news is Blue Mic, finally shipping the digital Mikey. The Mikey is a microphone for iOS devices that connects via the dock connector. The old version of the Mikey broke with Apple's move away from analog inputs in iOS devices. The new Mikey is digital and works great with the newer iOS devices like the iPhone 4S. It's available now for $100 and available on Amazon.com. Just search for Blue Mic and you'll find it. I'm a big fan of Blue Mic and I'm rather excited by this announcement here that this is actually available. We heard months and months ago about this product, but it's finally here. Now on to some app news. First up is an update for Google Maps to Android users. Biking by turn directions is now a thing, with voice directions, actually. According to The Verge, it's available in the 10 countries where Google launched desktop biking directions last month. America is one of those places, but check the list on their website for the full details there. So besides that, you also have hill-averse turn-by-turn bike navigation in every country with biking directions. So if there's big hills, Google tries to let you know about it. It's available in several countries, and as I said, check out Google's website or also the show notes over at iWakePodcast.com. Next up is an update to Sparrow for iOS. And again, this is Google-related. I'm not sure if I've mentioned this one before, but the app now opens links up with Google Chrome for iOS. This is a notable change, and a change I'm sure the new owners of Sparrow encouraged. Sparrow, as many of you know, is now owned by Google, and I'm sure they wanted links to open up in Google Chrome to try to have people live in the Google lifestyle, I guess. Now, for those app.net users, there's a client for iOS. AppNet Rhino is the app And it's in the App Store now. It's a freebie. Looks nice and should be a nice solution for those using this paid-for social network, which I'm sure is a nice network. Sorry, I had to do it. But anyways, it's in the App Store now and appears to be iPhone only. Best news, it's free and will get you into the app.now world for your iPhone. Last up in the app news today is Apple doing something rather cool for developers. They're launching a way for you to dispute iTunes content as far as copyright claims and apps. Here's the intro Apple gives to this. If you believe that an application available in the App Store violates your intellectual property rights, you can use this form to submit a claim to the App Store legal team. If you're looking for the form to submit a claim for any other type of content available on the iTunes Store, please visit this other link. Apps in the App Store are made available to third-party providers. And once you have identified the app and described the alleged infringement on the following pages, we will respond via email with a reference number and will put you in direct contact with the provider of the disputed app. Any further contact with the App Store legal team should be made via email and should include the reference number in the subject line. So this form basically lets you contact the app developer and start the conversation. It's unclear how much Apple will actually help you if the developer isn't up for discussions and doesn't want to work with you. Last up today is Walmart. Yeah, that's what, right, Walmart. They're trying out some checkout system with iPhones. According to Reuters, Walmart invited employees in Rogers, Arkansas, who owned iPhones to participate in a test in which they would use an app loaded on their smartphones, an iPhone in this case, to scan items when they take them off the shelf and then bag them as they shop. The test doesn't let participants use the iPhones to pay, but rather transfers purchases saved on their phones to a self-checkout terminal. So instead of standing there listening to the terminal repeatedly instruct you on to scan each item, you only have to insert payment and obey a few directives before you exit with your goods. So basically, as I'm reading this, this is what it sounds like. As you're shopping, you add that item to your iPhone's app, and then when you get to the terminal, you beam that information, you beam your cart basically through your iPhone to this checkout system. And it sounds like a really cool thing. I'd be curious how well this works in person and if they'd notice people trying to steal items that might not get scanned, right? I'm not sure if that'll be a problem at all, but it does sound interesting and I'm curious to see this work in action. Well, that's what's going on in the Apple world today. You can find the show notes over at iWakePodcast.com. I also do videos over at YouTube.com/TCHATN. And finally, if you'd like access to the script as well as some bonus content that I produce on the weekends, please head on over to iWakePodcast.com/again. That's iWakePodcast.com/again. That's where you get all of that, the scripts and the bonus content. Thanks for listening or watching. I'll talk to everyone again on tomorrow, I guess. Aloha.